It's a South Dakota summer tradition, and it takes a village to make a splash. You can help the families of Wagner revitalize their community swimming pool by going online, southdakotagives.org, on today's first ever South Dakota Day of Giving. We're joined today by Jamie Churchma. She is Secretary of Catch Wave, and Erica Kotab, President of Catch Wave. They're both joining us on the phone. Jamie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us today.
Erica, thanks for being here as well.
It's a pleasure. Glad to be here.
Jamie, let's start with you. Give us a little bit of a story behind the Wagner Community Pool fundraising.
Yeah, so, a few years ago, we formed a group, parents and swim team families, and our pool in Wagner, I should back up and tell you a little bit about that, is almost 60 years old. So as you can imagine, there's been a lot of efforts to maintain the pool, but it also has a lot of issues. So there's been maintenance issues that we've had to deal with, which delays the closing of our pool. And we are so excited about the community being involved in the pool because we have over 50 swim team members in a small town engaged in our swim team. And they use that pool every single day to practice so that they can compete. And when the pool is closed due to a maintenance issue or something wrong with it, fortunately, those kids can't practice. And the community, the children of the community can't come and enjoy the pool for that day. And so we're really passionate about raising money to get a new pool in Wagner so we can keep it open year-round. Or all summer long, I guess. Probably wouldn't want to swim in the winter, but have it available all summer long for our community.
Erica, what I love about this story, too, is we look at some of these larger efforts, and this is a really tangible thing, for the people of Wagner to say, this needs to be done, and we're going to join together. And it's also an opportunity for other communities throughout South Dakota to say, why not? We enjoy our pool. Let's make sure it happens for these kids as well. Talk a little bit about the South Dakota Day of Giving, Erica, and how it kind of can mobilize a community around one big thing.
Oh, well, it has been a lot of fun to participate in the challenges. We've had the kids get together on the swim team and post pictures of why they think our community needs a new pool. Because our efforts are so new, we just started the real fundraising efforts really at the end of the summer. We have a long ways to go. And the beginning part of that is just getting the word out. And this has been a wonderful opportunity for us to talk about getting a new pool, get people excited about getting a new pool, and hopefully get people to help join the efforts in raising funds for that new pool.
Jamie, tell me a little bit about what some of those kids are saying. How do they articulate why they need a new space to swim?
It's been so fun to see the reasons why the kids want a new pool. Everything from, I need to learn how to swim and I need a place to be able to do that, to I want to compete and have a place where I can go to practice, or a lot of the kids are saying they just want a place to have some fun and do something in the summer, to get out of the house and enjoy the sun, be with friends. And they love the water and just want to be in a pool that they can enjoy all summer. And so the kids are super excited about this and just have so many reasons that they want to see this happen for our community.
Erica, tell us a little bit about the swim team and how many kids are we talking about that are doing sort of the training on every day?
Oh, we have more than 50 kids out for our swim team, which is pretty large in comparison to the other teams that we compete with. But they practice 5 days a week. And then on the sixth day, they actually have a swim meet. So they have meets twice a week. We travel to area towns, and it's a great way for the kids to make friends with other kids in the community, as well as kids from other towns. It's also a great opportunity to bring people to Wagner, and it's good for our economy. It's good for just boosting the good things that are going on in Wagner.
And Jamie, when we talk about, this kind of, we should probably also mention this notion of, just health and fitness and getting kids outside. Yep. And you can't take a screen into a swimming pool, at least not yet. So talk about just the idea of, this is a great South Dakota summer tradition, and it's something that kids really need in order to be, you know, as an overall part of their health picture.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Being in a pool, being in the water is a great place for exercise and rehabilitation. For those that might be going through an injury, the water helps to alleviate some of the pressure or the stress that you might be feeling. If you're, instead of walking, you can get in that warm water. It feels great, but it also helps you get some exercise. So it's really for the kids to have a place to get away from those screens, but also other community members who might be going through some kind of injury or rehabilitation. It's a great place to get in the pool and get some of that stress off. So, it serves so many great purposes beyond just the fun for those who need that.
We used to always say, if the kids are crabby, throw them in water. So that's part of a parenting strategy. Eric, how much money needs to be raised? Where are you at in the progress of this?
Well, we have a wonderfully supportive community, and our city council has agreed to put aside $200,000 a year for 5 years. That takes care of approximately $1 million. But then we also have about, you know, $1 to $2 million to raise within the community. And like I said, we just are getting started with that. We'll be doing a lot of fundraising, a lot of hard work. If it continues as it has, it will be a lot of fun along the way. We've had some great fundraisers, and I feel like it's really bringing our community together.
Jamie Churchma and Erica Kotab with Catch Wave in Wagner, thank you both so much for being here today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.